The federal government yesterday laid out some of its case against John Allen Muhammad, the man who is accused of conducting a series of shootings in the Washington, D.C. area this month. Prosecutors presented a 20-count criminal complaint and charged him with crimes in Maryland and the District of Columbia that could lead to the death penalty if he's convicted. Three fatal shootings in Virginia were left out. Muhammad's 17-year-old companion, John Lee Malvo, was not charged because he is a minor, but he could be charged later. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Muhammad appeared in a maroon jumpsuit for his brief encounter in federal court. He was told the counts against him. He's accused of conducting a murderous rampage to extort $10 million, and in the process killing six people in Maryland and one in the District of Columbia. Muhammad said he understood, and he was dismissed until the detention hearing next week. Outside, James Wida, the federal public defender for Maryland, asked the public to remember that Muhammad is innocent until proven guilty.
This is a situation when there is so much emotion and so much passion that breeds the chance for error and mistake.
But the federal government is fairly confident that there's been no mistake. And yesterday, prosecutors unveiled a list of evidence they believe could be quite damaging to Muhammad and Malvo. After the two men were captured early Thursday morning, police searched their car and, according to the complaint, they came upon dozens of items. In the trunk, they found a brown cotton glove, very similar, the complaint says, to a glove left at the scene of the last shooting in Silver Spring, Maryland. Inside the car, they found a rifle, which ballistics experts can try to match against the shell casings and the bullets used in the shootings. There were handwritten notes, which can be compared to the notes left at two crime scenes. And there was a laptop computer, a digital gold mine, according to former federal prosecutor Andrew McBride.
And I am certain that the FBI is duplicating the hard drive of that computer now. That could be a trove of evidence where you could find writings similar to the notes that were left to police, maps, plans for these homicides, notes about the homicides afterwards. It could be a significant piece of evidence.
A particularly intriguing item on the list was a global positioning system unit. McBride says with the right software, it could tell a person various roads to take from a crime scene.
For instance, if they were monitoring the police or more likely listening to radio reports that the police were closing down certain roads, they would know exactly where they were and they could quickly plot alternative means of escape.
Moreover, the complaint lists a potential witness. A man in Tacoma, Washington, has told investigators that Muhammad and Malvo would occasionally visit him, and Muhammad often referred to Malvo as, quote, sniper. McBride says all of this evidence, if proven at trial, could create a formidable case against the two suspects. Now the question is, which trial? Both men have been charged by county prosecutors in Maryland and Virginia as well. Federal prosecutors can go to trial first. They have the men in their custody. But law professor Rory Little, an expert on the federal death penalty, says getting the death penalty in federal court is tricky. Malvo is a minor, so he can't receive a federal death sentence. But even for Muhammad, it's not so easy.
The problem here is that there is no federal murder statute just in general. You have to find other crimes that are death eligible and then find your way to the definitional enterprise of charging them.
In this case, they chose the so-called Hobbs Act, an extortion statute which, combined with several other federal crimes, can yield a death sentence. Little says it would be much more straightforward to let the state courts try the cases. But bringing a capital case in state court has its obstacles too, says Fred Warren Bennett, a criminal defense lawyer. For example, in Maryland, minors can't be executed, so Malvo is protected. And for Muhammad to receive the death penalty, prosecutors must prove he pulled the trigger.
Maryland requires, before you can give the death penalty, that the state prove who the principal in the first degree is, meaning who the actual shooter was. It's not enough to say that it's one of two men. Unless they have eyewitness identification testimony, that could be a serious problem in Maryland.
Bennett and others say county prosecutors would have a better chance of executing both men in Virginia. For one thing, Virginia law allows 17-year-olds to be executed. Moreover, this year it passed a law that says the government doesn't have to prove which man pulled the trigger if the murder is committed as an act of terrorism to intimidate the community. However, some believe it would be difficult to find a jury because members of the community would be considered victims, and victims cannot sit on the jury. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.